We are on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Let us again start the middle of the Amid Udlusas Hazeif. We had in the Mishnah one of the treifes was Drusas Hazeif. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav Bebehema Min Hazeif Ulamayla Ubaifais Min Haneitz Ulamayla. Let us see what Rashi says. Min hazeiv olamayla havidruse uzeiv bechlal. That zeiv and a chaya which is larger than a zeiv can be doiris. Avu mizeiv olamata ein loy oras chazak lahomis behema ella oifes. But less than a zeiv and we'll see later in the sugya, less than a zeiv means a chatul. Less than a zeiv cannot be mazik behemis. Can only be doiris oifis. Aisis drisis pshat. Through that the chaya claws an animal, there's a oros, there's a poison that enters, which is capable of being matrif the nidras. So by behemis, the smallest behemah to be, the smallest chaya to be doiris is a zeiv. But less than a zeiv, ein le'oros chozak lahomis behemah, elo oifes. We have to remember this Rashi as the sugya progresses. So Rav is saying that less than a zeiv can only be doiris oifes, and not behemoth. Over oifes, hanidrosin, minenetzel lamaylo, yesh boi koyach, lidrois oif chaveya. That is what Rav is telling us, that less than a zeiv is not the koyach to be doiris, a behemoth, only an oif. Lemutei mai. So what is Rav coming to tell us? He's coming to tell us that the smallest chaya hadoiris is a zeiv, and a chatul is not bekoyach to be doiris a behemah. So the Gemara asks Tanina, this says in the Mishnah, udrusas hazeiv. The Mishnah says, when the Mishnah speaks about the talpas of drisa, so the Mishnah says, Udrusas hazei, so it would seem, if a chatul could also be doiris, so why did the Mishnah chap on hazei? The Mishnah should have chapped on filo a smaller doiris. So it would seem from the Mishnah, so what is the chiddush of Rav? So the Gemara says, V'chiteime hoka mashmalon, v'zei begaso nami doiris. So let us see how Rashi learns pshat. V'chiteima, ilav the Rav. Rav was mechadish to us that a chatul can't be doiris an animal bechlal, only a noit. That's what Rashi said. V'chiteima, ilav the Rav. Without Rav, hava mine lo'olam chatul nami havi drisa bedake. A chatul could be doiris a behima dake. Ay. So why can you figure this out from the Mishnah? Umasnisen kamash malon, the Mishnah that mentions drusas hazeiv, kamash malon the zeiv afilu begaso namidoris. The Mishnah that mentions drusas hazeiv, and you have a diik from the Mishnah, vaistois hazeiv, but less than hazeiv, a chatul, cannot be doiris. So, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Could be the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that a zeiv could be doiris a behema gase. And in a behema gase, that's 100% true, that a chatul cannot be doiris a behema gase. Mishum da'airi begase, nok at zeiv. So, since the Mishnah, Hokemash Milon is going according to Rashi and the Mishnah. V'chitayma hoke mashmon, the Mishnah is coming to tell us v'zeiv begasa namidot. The Mishnah is speaking about a behema gasa. And that is why the Mishnah mentions zeiv in lesson a zeiv a chatul cannot be doiris a behema gasa. So memela, but a behema dake, I would think a chatul could be doiris. The Mishnah that mentions zeiv wants to tell us the smallest doiris of a behema gasa. So Rav Yehuda Marav is coming to tell us Bibehema minazei, from all behemoths, I feel a behemoth dake, the smallest doiris is a zeif. And less than a zeif, a chatul cannot be doiris, I feel a by behemoth dake. And Rashi said only by a noif. So that's the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Amarav. The Mishnah says zeif, and Rav Yehuda Amarav said zeif. So there's a big difference. The Mishnah could be, is coming to tell us that a Zayt could be Deiris Begasa. And if that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, so that's very good. Why the Mishnah chapped on Zayt? Because less than a Zayt cannot be Deiris Agasa. But could be a Dake, less than a Zayt, a Chatul could also be Deiris. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, Bebeheime, all behemes, afila beheime dako, min azeiv ulamaylo, less than azeiv, achatu, can be doiris a beheime, and Rashi says only a night. Frek the Gemara, how could you say that without Rav, I would say the Mishnah is speaking about a beheime gasa? But now it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Drusus Azeiv Bedaka. Drusus Azeiv is Bedaka. The Drus of Azeiv can only be Deiris Adaka. Drusus Ari Begasa. So now we see clearly from Rabbi Yehuda that the Mishnah is speaking about a Behema Daka, because Azeiv can only be Deiris Adaka. So the diuk of the Mishnah, a zeiv, yes, and a chatul not, is speaking about a behema dake. So now we're back where we started from. So why do we need this memra of Rabbi Yehuda Marav? V'chitayma Rabbi Yehuda miflik polig. Maybe you'll say Rabbi Yehuda is miflik polig. That means the machleik is the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakame was soisim. Drusus Azeiv, the Tanakama did not differentiate between Daka and Gasa. So according to the Tanakama, Azeiv could be Drusus Azeiv, period. That's what the Tanakama said. Rabbi Yehuda said Drusus Azeiv Bedaka. So it could be there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. And we're back where we started from. That the Tanakame is being mechadish, that is Zayv could be Deiris Afilo Gase, and that is the miyut Zayv v'loy chatu. So that's why I need the memra of Rabbi Yehuda Marav to tell me that a chatu cannot even be Deiris Adaka, only a noiv. Rabbi Yehuda said not like that. Rabbi Yehuda said that Tusas Hazayv Bedaka. V'chitayim, Rabbi Yehuda Miflik Poli, that Rabbi Yehuda is choylik on the Tanakame. V'omar, Rabbi Binyonim, v'ayefes, omar, the Zagir Sarab Lozo, lo'ifo, Rabbi Yehuda, lo'forish, divrei chachome. So now we're back to the Kasha. So since Rabbi Yehuda is meforish the Tanakame, so the Tanakame speaking about Abahim Adake, Drusus Azeiv is by Adake, and we see from the Tanakame that Azeiv and Arachatu. So the Gemara says two terutim on this kasha. One terut, the Gemara says, Gavra agavri karomis. You're asking a kasha from Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes and Rav. Rav could be held that there is a machloikis between Rabbi Yud and the Tanakama. And Rav held that the Tanakama holds a zeiv could be doiris afilo begase. So therefore, when Rav learned the Mishnah, Rav, there's no raya from the Mishnah that a chatul can't be doiris adake, because the Mishnah is speaking about a gasa. That's why Rav felt it necessary to say min azeiv ulamayla, bebehema min azeiv ulamayla. Only a zeiv can be deiris a behema, less than a zeiv cannot be deiris a behema, period. Afilu bebehema daka. That was the necessity of the memra of Ra. Let us see Rashi. Ba'oifes hanidrosim min haneitzu lamayla, yesh lakech lidrois oif chaveiro. The chitay me'ilav the Rav, if it wouldn't have been for Rav, have a mina lo'ilam, chaturna mi'havi drisa bedak. Umas nisa kemashmu de zeiv afilu begasa nami godoris, mishim dairi begasa noket zeiv, gavra, gavra, koromis, the Rav Elozo, ad the Rav, the Rav Sova, Rav Yudha Polik, v'tane kama, afilu begasa koma. That's a Rav Lam Shat in the Mishnah. It's just the Rav Lashminen. Din the Mina Zeiv Ulamato. Afilu Bedaka Nami Loi. The Loi Teima. Hai Diktoni Zeiv Mishim Gassas. The Tanakam is speaking about a Gassas. Avul Daka Afilu Chatul Nami. Daka Afilu Achatul Nami. He wants to say, according to the Tanakam, less than a Chatul, the less than a daka chatul cannot be doiris a behemet. Only a noif, Rashi says. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, Iboy yisayma lo'ilam lemiyute chatul. Could be that we're going according to Rashi, we're going on the Tane. The Tane is speaking about a daka. And Binyamin by Yefes, Omer Abelos is right, the Rabbi Yehuda is Meforish, the Brei Tanakama. And from the Tanakama, I know that a Chatul cannot be Mazik Adake, not be Toiris Adake. Mao the Taim, so what is Rabbi Yehuda Marav telling us? Mao the Taim, Ucha the Milsak Tonin, he's coming to tell us to talk and make this deal that Rusas Hazeiv, that only Hazeiv can be Deiris and Achatul can be Deiris. Because I would think, from the Mishnah alone, I would think, even though the Mishnah is speaking about Adake, so it could be Chapson Hazeiv, because normally the Hazeiv is Deiris Adake, Achatul is not Deiris Adake. So he's not telling us Halochis to be Medayik Hazeiv and not Achatul. Coming to tell us, Rusas Hazeiv, but who had in Chatul also? Kamash Malon, so Rav is coming to tell us, no, that's how we have to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not telling us Ulcha de Milse. The Mishnah is coming to tell us, Min Hazeiv, a Milo de Zakoyach, to be Deiris, but less than Hazeiv, it cannot be Deiris Abeimet. Viboy Isaim Aloylo, Masnisenami, Memayet Chatul, Afilu Midake. The Zayv Gufa Diktoni Begdaka Koma Kerabin Yomin. Osil Rav Lefrushi the Dafki Noket Zayv Masis. But Rav is coming to tell us we should be Medayik from the Mishnah Min HaZayv Olamayla and less than HaZayv can't be Davis. Why do you need Rav? Mao the time, Mahay the Noket Zayv. Mishim the Ulchei Lemidres. He Chavton, Diber, Bohaive. Ulai Lemuadin Lechatul. Achatul also is Bekoyach to be Davis. Kamash Malon Rav. So the Val, we have a memre of Rav, that Rav said that a chatul cannot be deiris a behema, and Rashi says only an oif. This we have to remember, because as the sugya progresses, we'll have tremendous problems with this. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Oma Rav Amram, Oma Rav Chizdem, Drusas Chatul Unemiyo Bigdoyim Utloyim. Rav Chizde says that a Chatul, a cat, Unemiyo is a marten, similar to a sable, a small chayim, Bigdoyim Utloyim. That they can also be Doiris, Gedoyim Utloyim. Now what is he telling us? Let us see what Rashi says. Nemoya Chayahi, this is a small Chaya, Yeshemim, she Martarina, maybe this is the Shem Martin that we have, Pizmanenu, is the same Shayrish. Gedoyim Utloyim. Now, what is Rav Chisda coming to tell us? Dakim Shebedaka. There are three categories. There's a Behemah Gase, which a Zeiv, Bechlal, can't be Doiris. It doesn't have any Oris that's Bekoyach Lisroif, Behemah Gase. A Zeiv can be Doiris, a Behemah Dake, and Narachatu. Now, Rav Chisda says, but this Adako Shebedakim, a Gdi, in a Kleh, that's Adako Shebedakim, Narachatu could also be Doiris. That's a memra of Rav Chisda, Amar Adako Shebedakim, Umayde Rav Chisda Be'elim Urechelim Kimas Nisa. That means the Mishnah is speaking about a Behemah Dake, not talking about cows, we're talking about sheep. But so an ayil and a rochel is afka zeiv and not a chatul. But dako shebedakim, a gidi and a tle, so a chatul, and a chude, and a chatul and a nemiye can also be deiris. A chude can be deiris eifes. Meisave, so now the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav Chisda, from a Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Derusas Chatu, Neitz Unemiya, Ad Shetinokev Lecholo. A Chatu, the Derisa of a Chatu, that means a Chatu claws an animal, or an oif, we'll see the Gemara, this is speaking about, the Gemara is speaking about oif is, Drusas Chatul Neitz Nemoya Ad Shetinokev L'cholo. It has the talfus of a doiris is it's machnis, a poison into the animal. By a Chatul in a Neitz, in a Nemiya, the only thing it can do, it makes a hole. If the claws are capable of making a hole in the dakim, so be massive like a kite. But there's no bechlal, there's no musig of drise by these animals. That's what the Baraisa says. The rusas chatul neitz in the miya ad shetid, till then it's nothing. Ad shetinokiv lecholo avodrusa leslu. So the Baraisa is saying clearly not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that a chatul also has an oros in it, has a poison, but the poison of a chude is dependent. If you have a daka or shebedakim, so it'll affect that animal and they'll become nifra. A larger animal, a rochel, an ayil, it won't affect. That's what Rav Chisda said. The Baraisa says there's no such concept of doiris by a chatul in a nemiye, in a neitz. Avodrusa leslu. What does Rashi say? Ad shetinokev lecholo. Till. Kikoitz balma, like a thorn. Va'ad shenitvu adakim. And it'll make a nekev in the dakim. So be treif of the nekev. Umidishavi lehu kikoitz. If the Tana said that the whole talfus of a chatul is like a koitz, michlal the orish lo ein mazik, so it would seem it doesn't have any poison whatsoever. Afilu lo ifis. V'choshken l'gdiyim utloy. So we have over here, so now we have a baraisa. That the Baraisa says that a chatul, a neitz and a moye, is like a koitz. There's no poison whatsoever. Frek the Gemara, the Tisbara, the Baraisa is only problematic with Rav Chisda. The Tisbara, neitz, loy doris, a neitz doesn't have a koyach to be doris, it doesn't have a poison that's matrif, Vosnan udrusas haneitz. It says clearly in the Mishnah that by oifis Anaitz is Bekoyach Lidrois. So the Gemara says, you're right. Holoikash. But that's not Shver. Kan Ba'oifes. The Mishnah that says that Anaitz is Bekoyach Lidrois. The Nate has an Oros. That's Tafke. Ba'oifes. It's a small type, a sparrow hawk, I think. It's a type of a hawk, but a small one. Is holy kash kan ba oifes. The mission is speaking about oifes. And that's true. By oifes take, the ores of a nates is take sufficient. About the baraisa that says, that a nate in a chatul, in a nemoya, are like a koitz, is bigdoyim atloy. So, because we have here now a baraisa, that when it comes, we have a mishnah with by oifis, that the poison can be matred by oifis. But a nivra, an animal that's stronger than an oif, there's no Tarfis of Drisa by the smallest animal, the Daka Minadakim. By them, it's only equivalent to a kite, and it has to make a nekev in the Dakim, and that's it. But there's no concept of Drisa by that, and of the Baraisa. So we have a Kash and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said it's not true. Rav Chisda said that a Chatul could be Doiris Gdoyim. Chatul and the Mir, not the Baraisa Faker. So the Gemara says, "Mekomakim la'Rav Chisda Kasha." The Gemara says, "You're 100% right. The Baraisa is a stira to Rav Chisda, but Rav Chisda is not upgefreit. Who the Omar ki hai tane? Rav Chisda holds like a different tane. Paskins like a different tane. Who is this different tane? The Sanye Beribi Omer. Beribi was a tane. He said as follows." Loi amru ein druse, that there's no druse, by a chatul, by an emoye, ele bemokim she'ein matzilim. Avo bemokim she'yesh matzilim, yesh druse. Amoyer de kezach. The oros of a chatul depends. If the chatul is not so angry, matters on the mood of the chatul. If it's not so angry, then it's not bikoyach to be doiris. And ein matzilin means that there is no one is interfering with the rotzen of the cat. You have a cat, the magdi, and no one's interfering. So then, if you don't chepe the cat, if you don't chepe the chatul, so memele, so then he's not angry, so he can claw a gedi, and there's no oris. But yesh matzilin mimishsech harein in his geshaft. He wants to claw the gedi, and someone will come and stop him, want to prevent him. Then he's meiradik in kas. And then this kas is bekoyach to put an oris in a gedi. So, Beribi told us that when you're talking about a chatul, it depends what mood he's in. If no one interferes with his cloying, a gdi, so then it's taka, there's no oros, so the oros won't be maimis. But if you get him angry, then that's a different picture, and then he's bekoyach to be deiris. Then he's bekoyach to be deiris. That's what Beribi said. Let us see what Rashi said. Beribi shem chacham. Lo yomru ein drusa lachatu. Ela bimokim she'ein matzilin lo'i oilegdi meyodei. You don't want to be matzled o'i fagdi. You're not mixing into his geshaft. You mind your own business. Deine koyes kolkach. Then he's not mekas. So then the the venom, the olos that is in the cat is not so strong, because there's not so much of a cat, then take it, it's not the koyach to be doyres. Aber b'mokim sheyesh lo matzel, someone is mixing in to stop him to do what he wants to do. Who koyach? Then it's a different story. Then he's in kas. V'yesh loy oros chozok, and then the oros is strong. Uch shemake b'tzipoyren, when he shows you that you won't stop him, mashlich bo oros. U'darav chizde b'sheyesh matzil. So now, where are we up to now? So we're up to as follows. Rav Chizde said, a chatur could be doiris, a gedi, and a tle. That a chatur and a miyah could be doiris, a gedi, and a tle. We have a baraisa that says that it seems that the baraisa said it's like a flat statement, achatinokim lecholo. The Braisa says the only thing they can accomplish is if they make a nekev in the Bnei Ma'ayim. So the Braisa seems to say there is no koyach lidrois for a chatur to be doiris agdi and atla. That's what the Braisa says. And that is not like Rav Chizde. But the Mor says, Rav Chizde is a Tana Berivi. This Tana Berivi said that it depends. If the chatur is bekas, and that's called Yeshloi Matzilim, then he's Bekoyach Lidrois. When the Chatul is not Bekas, not so much Bekas, then it's Einei Doyes. And that's Shan Rav Chizde, and Rav Chizde holds like this Tane Berivi. Frag the Gemore, Ubimokoim She'ein Matzilim. But now the Gemore is asking, so it comes out, this is Rivi, this is Rav Chizde, that the whole koyach adrisa is when it's in kas. And when is it in kas? When there's yesh matzilah. Vahi ta'anigoylis, davoi beirav kahane. Now it's very interesting, we have here a scenario that occurred, which was recorded by Chazal. A very interesting maise. There was a chicken that avi beirav kahane, the roat chatul Basra. And the cat was chasing the chicken. Va'ol le'idrune, and the chicken went into a room. Ve'ischidosha ba'ape, and the door shut. Samazel, the door shut by itself. The chicken was saved by the door, and the cat was outside. U'machyo le'idosha b'sichufa, and he was banging on this door with his paws. Vishtakach Allah Hamishi Kulti Domo. That five, Kulti Domo, which the Gemara held Kulti Domo, that is the oros of a cat. And here, no one interfered. There's no one that interfered over here. This was a piece. Was Basher, Tavol Kaponim. No one interfered over here. The door shut and the cat is on the outside, and the cat was banging on the door, and we saw there was ores. So the Gemara says, "Atzolas atzma nami katzolas acherim dami." Not love that because someone else interferes, but if the nirdof is successful, that it can be matzel itself from the roide, it also fumes. I mean, the samazay if the roide, if the doiris can jump on the nirdof and finish. And takes care of it, then it's not so much bekas. But if it was nitzel, then atzolas atzma katzolas acherim dom. What does Rashi say? B'schufa pluta, that's the poor, chamishe kurti dome, orosh shel chomish etzbois. So the Gemara says, no, there the cat was also fuming, she atzma, atzolas atzma, Matzeles gufa ubayrachas. That also makes the cat fuming, so therefore there was an oros there also. Virabono. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Now we have here a machloikis the Rivi in the Rabbono. That means because the Baraisa says, the Baraisa says that a cat, Lagabi Gdiyim Utloyim, is like a kite. So the Baraisa holds that Afilu when it's in cat, that's Baribi Shtiktoyim. The Baraisa holds that Afilu when it's in cat, it's also, there's no Ziyaro. There's no Ziyaro. And that's why it's only like a kite. So what is pshat in this maisa with the cat of Kulta de Domo? I mean, we have a maisa rap. We have the cat was banging on the door and they found Chomesh Kulta de Domo. So what's pshat in this? According to the Chachomim, they hold that a cat is not Bekoya to be doiris. The Rabbonon, Ziro Islay, Zicha, it has in it a poison. But for Lekoli Zirei, the poison is too weak to accomplish anything by a Gdiyan Atle. So Memele, so on the door you saw it, but if Ilu would enter a Gdiyan Atle, also nothing would have happened with it. Let us see what Rashi says. Berabonon de Pligia Lei de Berivi. The Omri Afilu Yesh Matzilin. That means that the chatulas and kas ain't ruse. Bahai domo de mishtakach bedosho. This dom, which is a simen of ziyaro, is so what pshat in this mefal keloch is like ziyaro. It has the ziyaro, the loikoli, but ain't seire if it's not so detrimental to agdi. This is the first lashon of the Gemara. So again, the first lashon of the Gemara holds is a machlekes berivi and the tan of the Baraisa. The tan of the Baraisa holds a chatul can never be doiris, even when it's angry. And berivi holds that when it's angry, it could be doiris agdi natla. Ike da Amri, now there's a second Mahalach in the Gemara. Homoni Berivihi. This Beraisa that says that a Gdi cannot be Doiris, that is going according to Berivi. Desanye Berivi Oimer, Loi Omru Yesh Druse, Ela Bemokim, She Yesh Matzilim. Berivi said, there's a drusa only b'mokim she'esh matzilin, avo b'mokim she'ein matzilin ein drusa. B'mokim she'ein matzilin ein drusa. So according to the second mahalach in the Gemara, this b'raise that says that a chatul cannot be doiris, it's only a koit, is speaking about ein matzilin. It's speaking about ein matzilin, that the chatul is not very angry, so memele, then it's like a kite. So the Gemara asks now, according to Berivi, that b'mokim shein matzilin, b'mokim shein matzilin, ein druse v'ahi tal negoilis tavoy berav kahane, derot chatul basro, there was a cat chasing a tal negoilis, v'ol in drune v'itchit dashe ba'apei, ומחיה לדוש בסיחופי וישתקח עלי חמישה קורתי דומה. So the Gemara answers, את סולס עצמנה מכת סולס אחרת. But what did we accomplish with the second Teretz? We accomplished Amor de Kazach. That the Baraisa that says not like Rav Chisda is going according to Berivi and is going when the Chatul is not in Kas, then it's like a Kait. But that's Berivi. But the Chachamim Achaylik on Berivi. The Chachamim hold that the Philo is not in Kas, it's also Bekoyach to be Doiris, Gdi, or Vatle. And that is Pshat in Rav Chisda, and that is Pshat in the Chachamim. Because Rav Chisda holds like the Chachamim, and we're Machmer. We're Machmer that the Philo is not in Kas. The chatul is not in kas, he's b'koyach libros. Let us see what Rashi says. Ike da amri. The Rav Chisda afilu b'mokim she'ein matzilin kama diyesh drusa. Rav Chisda is going afilu b'mokim she'ein matzilin. Umas nisin denokat zei. So now, so it comes out according to Rav Chisda, a chatu could be doiris. All times. Ein matzilin, matzilin. Aye, why did the Mishnah speak about a Zayit? Mishum Imri Rav Revinokit, because the Mishnah is speaking about a Behemadake, but a large Behemadake. Some Imele, so that's why the large Behemadake, only a Zayit can be Doiris, but a Chatul cannot be Doiris. Vahom, but a Chatul can be Doiris, a Dakin Shebedake. That a chatul can bechlal not be doiris. It's only like a koitz. Lo ashetinokev lacholo. Berivi, the baraisa is speaking about. It's going according to Rivi. Obamokim shem matzilim verabonon pligi alei. Lei amru yesh drusa lechatul. So the second lashon holds, it's much more chomo, and a dakim shebedako is, a dakim shebedako, a chatul can be doiris, and according to the chom, a fellow, it's not very much in Kasa, Rubamokim, Shain Matsil. Boy me Neirav Kahane Meirav. Now, we have an interesting Gemara over here, but then we're going to start having problems with Lashitas Rashi. Boy me Neirav Kahane Meirav, Yesh Drusa Lechatu, Oy Ein Drusa Lechatu. Yes, this could a chatu be doiris, chatu be not doiris. Omalei, so Rav told him, af lechu be yesh drusa. We're talking about a chatu. My chabus was moira, we had, and Daphne Beis and Medalev, when Rav Kahane asked from Rav, he knew how to ask. When you have to ask the right question, or else he corrected him, you're talking about this, it's just a full of something else also. Here we see Taka. He asked the Mashaila, can a chatu be doiris? Amalei, talking about a chatu? Av lechude yesh drusa. Even a chude that's smaller than a chatu. Shaila, what a chude is, so let's not get into it. Av lechude yesh drusa. A chude can also be doiris. Yesh drusa lechude. Can a, then he asked them, we'll see, it was the same time, another time, can a chulde be doiris? Oy ein drusa le chulde? Om alei, af le chatul ein drusa? We're talking about, even a chatul can't be doiris, he's asking if a chulde can be doiris, af le chatul can't be doiris. Then he asked him a third question, le chatul, ולחודה יש להם דרוסה, אין להם דרוסה. אמר לי, לחתול, יש דרוסה, ולחודה אין דרוסה. So we have here, there were three tshuvas over here. First he said, a chulda could also be dairus. Then he said, a chatul can't be dairus. Then he says, a chatul could be dairus, and a chulda can't be dairus. So the Gemara says, v'loi kosher. Natchva loy kosher. Hoda omalei af lechulde. The first case that he said a chulde can also be doiris yesh drusa by oifis. That's speaking about oifis. By oifis, a chulde can also be doiris. Hoda omalei af lechatul ein drusa be imri rav revi. That is Bimri Rav Revi by by a rochel, by an ayel, and a chtulosa can be deiris. Pa da omalei lachatu, yeish druse, lachu da ein druse, bigdoyim et loy. That's talking about a gdi and a tlef. Let us see Rashi, af lachu de, shiktano imeno yeish druse, bachoshken lachatu. אַפ לחתו שו גדול אין דרוס בחוש קל חוב לקאמע מתרצין לו בים רירב רבי בבהם דאק סבירלי אין דרוס לחתו סם זה בהם דאק כדאו מה רב לאל רב סד בימהם מן הזאי ולמייל רב סד בפור בבהם מן הזאי ולמייל Bigdoyim utloyim dakim miyoid. So then the din is that what? Then the din is that that a chatu could be doyres and a chuda cannot be doyres. I just like to learn this taisvus before we come back to the previous taisvus. This taisvus is an easier taisvus. Then we'll go back to the Gemara before. Yesh druse lechatul eilav. A rav, Rav Yitzchak b'Rav Meir, meforish, the whole hanoch boy, it's like this, it's mamish, very modern, it sounds like double talk over here. He has the mashayle, ken achatul b'deiris, he says, achatul, even achulde ken b'deiris. Then he says, ken achulde b'deiris, I told him, achulde, even achatul can't b'deiris. So it's very modern. הרב רב יצחק ברמי המפורש, דחול הנח בויס אבי בכמה זימנים. These questions were asked at different times. The פעם ראשונה היה עסק באופס, they were learning about אופס הנדרוסס. ושאלוי, אם יש דרוסה לחתול, יש אתם כאן החתול בדרס הנאי, קשב לרב, אוי, אפילו חודה יש דרוסה. Achuda could also be doyres. Vishuv oya oisik bimri rav ravi. There was another day there were oisik bimri rav ravi. Vishola im yesh drusa lachuda. Im la, vahishiv lo imri rav ravi. Afil lachatul ein drusa. Vishuv oya oisik bigdoyim utloyim. Vishola, which is dakim shebedake. Vishola chulde vachatu yesh lam drusa eloi. So that's how Rav Yitzchak Barameya said. That means these shailas and these tshuvas were said at different times. So there were different tshuvas because we're talking different shailas. V'chein oya meforish ahi uvde de Shabbos perek toilet. Gabi kilo mahu. There was talking about if he could spread over in Shabbos a kilo, I think is a canopy with this just a board in the middle of the bed and you spread it over like a teepee. So there's a shaila. So he said, af mita asura, not only to spread over a different material to make a oil. No, af mita asura, to make even a bed, that is also asa. Then he told him, gabi kila mau, amalei af mita asura, mita mau, amalei af kila muteres, kila mita mau, amalei kila asura, mita muteres. Amalei kashin, what makes a kimtis? So it could also be that that's how they were learning different sugis at different times. These questions were asked at different times. Va'oidia shalayma, not like the Rivam, the Chol Hanach Ave Bepam Achas, like all at one time. Shaloi Yesh Drusa Lechatu Lilav. Can a Chatu be Derech? Amalei Ata Shoyil Stam? You're asking if a Chatu can be Derech without going into what an Idros is on? Yesh tovo shav lechuda yesh drusa. It's talking stam without mentioning the nidrosis. Chuda could also be doyres. Mahoda boy mine aflochulde yeshruse bechalmokem krachulde bidoires all over? He just told me, chulde ke bidoires. But om alei aflochatu pomim shein druse. So now it seems there are sometimes that a chatul and a chulde cannot be doiris. There are sometimes that a chatul and a chulde can be doiris. But the boy men are given the zevis a pomim yeshtrus, a pomim sheindrus, a shavim hein. Are they equal? That whenever a chulde is doiris, whenever a chud is not doiris, a chatul is not doiris. Whenever a chatul is doiris, a chud is doiris. Oy lab, amala yesh tavad la chatul yesh drusa la chud ain drusa, and yizay yesh tafarish ahi de Shabbos. Now, before we go back to Tosfos on Dachlan Beis Amid Beis, I just like to mention Aikasha that the Maharsha mentions, which is very shver on Rashi. We started this sugya. We were madgish this Rashi. We started this sugya that Rav said min hazeiv ulamaylo, a zeiv could be doiris, less than a zeiv can't be doiris, and that was the chiddush of Rav, which means a chatul cannot be doiris. Bibehema, Amavidama, Bibehema, Minazabala Maila. So Rashi said, Avidruse, Uzeib Bechlau, Avamizabala Mata in La Ores, Chozik, Lahozik, Behema, Ella Beifais. So Rashi said, now there's a member of Rav, that less than a Zeib, which is a Chatul, can only be Doris Oif. And now we have on Daphne Gimel Amid Aleph, they asked Rav HaShaila, Yesh Drusa LaChatul? And he said, yeah, by the Doyim Metloim, there's a Drusa LaChatul. So Shem HaShemayim. There's a problem over here. Here Rashi says, the same Rav, we're talking about Rav. Here Rashi says that Rav holds Behema not only Eifes, and here Rav says clearly that Afilu Eifes also. Afilu Behema also, by Gdoyim Etloyim. This Kasha will see Tosfos have this Kasha. That's why Tosfos did not want to say like Rashi. But the problem is, what is Pshat in Rashi? So the Maharsha says, Midvarav Eilu Nire, from Rashi it seems, Af Migdoyim Etloyim, Mimayet Rav, Kol Shuhu Mizeva Lamatik, Goin Chatu. From Rashi, in the beginning of the Sugya, the first memre of Rav, Rashi seems to be saying that he says, Minazeiv Ulamayla by a behemoth, that less than a zeiv, there is not a behemoth that a chatul cannot be doiris a behemoth. V'ochi daik lishne derav, the koma ba behemoth min a zeiv, mashme mikol behemoth memayet chatul. Avol lekamon omrinin, lerav, v'yesh druse lachatul begdoyim etloyim. V'loy memayit elo me'imri rav revi. V'yesh liyashiv v'doichik, so he wants to be miyashiv, the pumsvor dahashte, the porish mibraise l'rav chizda, we have a baraise, doma drusus chatur begodim, b'gdoyim atloim, v'loy porish minei l'rav, v'shem dikele uk mimilse da'af, b'gdoyim atloim, memayit loim. So the Maharsha wants to say that from the sugya it would seem like this, because if Rav also holds that a chatul could be doiris gedoyim etloyim when he asked a baraisa on Rav Chizda, they should have asked on Rav. So that's why Rashi said the Gemara here held that Rav holds only Oifes. But later we see Rav holds not like that. And the Tver Shmuel has a different Cheshbin, which won't go into the Cheshbin, to for this Kasha. But Al Kaponim, this is a Kasha, which is a little Shver to... So this Kasha bothered Tosfos. Ilema Lima'utei Chatu. Now, the Gemara says Omar Rav Abayim in his Eva Lamai Lo Baiv his Nates Lamai Lamuti Mai Ilema Lima'utei Chatu. So Tosfos says, Meimu Lamuti Chatu Kloima Davke Zeiv Doris Beimrei Rav Revi Veloi Chatu. So Tosfos says Klo here, not like Rashi, that Rav is speaking about Imrei Rav Revi, not about Megashi, he's talking about Imrei Rav Revi, but he's not talking about, and that is Mamai Tachato. But Gdoyim Etloyim, Rav never said that it's not Doiris. V'chiteima kemash melon, Bezeiv begaso nami doris. Now, Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Rashi learns the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Zeiv begaso nami doris. Kloima, no, that Rav is not talking to be Mamayat Achatu. Kloima de lohochi nokit min azeiv ulamaylo. Lashmiinon dechol min azeiv ulamaylo shovet de ma'ari begaso av zeiv begaso. Fine. I think we should skip over these two toises, which are complicated, and go to the Gemara further. Boi Ravashi. Shar oifes tmeyim yesh lahem druse oy ein lahem druse. He says, the Mishnah says haneit. He said, what about other oifes tmeyim? Oma loy rav hilu le Ravashi ki yavinen be rav kahane omar shar oifes tmeyim yesh lahem druse. He said that other oifes tmeim are also doiris. And we asked, v'anant nan udrusas haneit v'oif adak. So yes, the Mishnah specifies a certain species. Drusas haneit v'oif adak. I think that's a sparrowhawk haneit. Drusas haneit, so and you say other oifes tmeim. So Rav Kahane answered, drusas haneit Bidachabosai. Drusas haneit is, it could be doiris, an animal, the same category, the same size, like haneit. The enoch, that what I said, that other oifes tmeim are doiris, bidizutra minayu. They're smaller than the animal, then they can be, smaller than the bird, that they can be doiris. Ve'ike de amri, others said a different shot. Drusas haneit, but the rabbi minei. Haneit could be doiris, something that's larger than haneit. Ve'inoch bidach bosayu. Fine. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, shar oifes tmeim, kutz min hagas v'haneit. V'anant nana drusas haneit, v'y fadak mechlal de shar oifes, apilu v'y fadak loit. But the Rav Revi Mnei Falochi Eifadak was still an Eifadak. Let us see Tosfos. Shar Eifes Tmeim Yesh Lamdusa Elamdusa Hach Drusa Hainu Deshodi Zirei Kisholet. This Drusa we'll see later something very interesting. That what a Eif or an animal or a Chaya is Teiref by sticking in the claws into the nidras, no poison enters the nidras by sticking in the claws. when it extracts the claws, then the poison comes in. B'shas extracting the claws, then the poison comes in. So, sha'aroi pismayim, yesh lamdusa, yen lamdusa. So the shayla was, hach drusa hainu d'shadi zirei kisholet. There, from the are there other oifes that have this koyach to poison when they extract their claws? The einze kehidel kamon b'chol ha'oif ha'doyres tome. The havim isimoni tuma. There means something else. A oif that claws is tome. We're not speaking about if the clawing will cause a talfis in the nidre. And by Torah Bechlau there's no Indian of Drusa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Kahane Mishmei de Rav Shimi Barashi Ein Drusa le Shul. A Shul, a fax, there's no Drusa by a Shul. Like the Gemara, Eini, Poki Osa Rav Dimi Oma Maise Vedoras Shul Rochel B'melchat shel Beisini, was such a maise, Beisini was that person, ubo maise levnei chachomim, yesh drusa, so you see there is a drusa. Amar Rav Safra, ahi chatul hava. The maise wasn't with a shul, it was with a chatul, and this chachol was not a imri ravra, it was a tle. Ike da amri, The Iked Amri, Omer Rav Tana, Mishmei de Rav Shimi Barashi, Yesh Drusa Lishul, that he said, there is a Drusa by Yishul. Eini Vokyose Rav Dimi, Omer Maise Vidor Yishul, Rocho B'melchat Shabaisini, or Bo Maise of Nechachom and Bo Omeru, Ein Drusa, so how could he say, how could Rav Shimi say, yes, Drusa Bishul? Omer Rav Safra, Ohu Kelef Hoya. That maise, a shuvul takke, vrise, that maise was with a kelim. Omar Rav Yosef. Now we're going to say klolik. Niketino, ein drusa le kelim. By a kelim, there's no concept of vrise. Omar Rav Yosef. Niketino, ein drusa elo biyad. Only the hand, not the two front legs, not the hind legs. Ein drusa ele biyad, lafuki de regel de loy. Another klal, ein drusa ele bitzi poiren, lafuki shein de loy. With the tooth, there's no din drusa. Ein drusa ele midat. So this whole concept, it's one of the yudchas treifes, that it's matrif, it's Zoyrev, that's only by a tzipoyre, not by a shein. Ein drusa elo midas, lafuki sheloi midas. That means, if the doyres wanted to be doyres it, yet if the rotten, then it could be doyres. But if stamazoi, the hand got stuck in, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Beisini Shemokit. Biyachik or Biyode, Regal Achoine, Avo Shein Loi, Dein Ores Achaye, Vishineho, Shaloi Midas, the Kivin Shaloi Midas Nofal, Kigoin Minagag Al Habeheime, that means, let's say, a Doires fell from a gag on top of the Beheime, Afal pi shenitko tzipolnei begabo, even though when it fell, so it stuck its claws into the back of the behemoth, ein mashlich bo'oros, it won't poison it. You need an intent to poison it. And this, it fell on its leibadas, and it just wants to grab, to hold on to the back of the behemoth, so there's no drisa. Then it says, ein drusa elo michayim, Lafuki lachamise deloy. That if it fell lachamise, that's what the Gemara understood, so there's no din drisa. Omri, so the Gemara says, don't understand. Hashish loy midas amrit loy, Afuva tell me chayim, but if it didn't have an intent to be mazik, there's no drisa, la'acha misa mi boy. So the Gemara says, no, la'acha misa means loy tzrichet, the doris, yet an animal that was doris, uposkua le'yodai, and they cut off the hand. They cut off the hand, they couldn't fight with the animal, but they cut off the hand. And the hand remained in the animal that was nidros. Ma de teime bahadi de doris shodi ziare, while it's doiris, it's angry on this nidros. So it ejects the poison, bishas it clawed it. Kamash melon bahadi de sholi shodi ziare. The whole, that what the doiris ejects some oros that tapke when it removes its claws. Then, once to leave over a roishim, then it leaves the oros in the animal. So if you were capable of cutting off the hand of the doiris before the chance to eject it, so there's no. So Mesa means that the hand died. The hand was cut off. What does Rashi say? Is it Rashi? La'acha Mesa, kasalka daitach she Mesa ri, v'acha kach nofel al the behemoth. So the Mesa says, that's posh, that's not midas. Mesa says, no, the doris mechaim. Lehispik lishloi zi pornoi mimeno at she posku was yode, they cut off the hand. U'mise dekoma, mise sa'iver she nechta. And the Mesa says, the whole Indian of Drisa is the Sholev Kshechoyleit Umaytzi Tziperne Migabo, then it rejects the Oros into the Midrash.